Welcome, listeners, to our first podcast. I'm your host, Daniel, a.k.a. Killer Meme Star. Let's get right into the news. First story of the day, guys. Leafy and Onision have beef. So Leafy...
Wrong show.
What show is this?
Ding Pass 300. I queued you in for the Patrick Norris joke.
Thank you for that dub. What is up, guys? Welcome to our first DinkBats 300 podcast. Here's my very special guest, Brian.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me.
And Erica.
Hi, everyone. I'm really glad to be here.
Let's get right into the news. First story of the day, Chuck Norris types in all caps. Before we get into the marvelous invention, we should go back, centuries back, to the history of writing. Would you happen to know what three cultures developed writing styles independent of all others?
Yes. The three cultures that developed writing styles independently were the Mayans, Marians, and the Chinese.
Interesting, interesting. What alphabet is the basis for the letter we use today?
I got this one. Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think the base of our letters came from the alphabet soup.
No, it's the Latin alphabet that originated in Greek.
Who's Aladdin?
You sure this is the only guy we could get?
Sorry, boss.
Moving on from that, what did Gutenberg invent, and when and where was he from?
Gutenberg invention was the printing press launched a revolutionary using a Greek alphabet. He was born in circa 1395 in Mainz, Germany. Assumed that the process he invented around 1415 and continued to be used for another 500 years.
Wow. How did this invention change the world?
I have no idea, but I can show you the world.
Stop with the jokes!
The invention changed the world by letting us
mass printing
and letting us use the technology to communicate with each other.
I keep forgetting what era the printing press had success in.
Wait, I know this. The Renaissance.
Boom. Sadly, that's the end of our podcast. Sorry. This was a very interesting podcast, wouldn't you say? Thank you for tuning in to DinkBats 300, product of CMYK and AYV with us. Bye.
Bye, guys.